Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. Back with us is Mike Goodwin. He's the city editor of the paper. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you back. Let's start with the Gaming Commission. It has approved the rules for sports gambling in New York, and that certainly affects one of the casinos right here in our area.
Yeah, no doubt. Rivers Casino and Resort in Schenectady is completing work on a lounge, which should be done in July. And then they have to finish some sort of pro forma licensing work with the state to begin accepting sports bets. So at the Schenectady Casino and all the upstate casinos, including the Native American casinos, they expect it they'll be wagering in time for the NFL season to start in September. I think all the non-Native American casinos upstate have sort of lagged in taking in the revenues that they projected they would take in when they were trying to sell the state on giving them licenses for their casinos. And this is probably going to give them a significant shot in the arm of revenue for, you know, this year and coming years.
Well, we've been following the Nexium trial, the so-called self-help group. They're named Vanguard. Keith Raniere, of course, been on trial and been hearing from many of the accusers.
Yeah, that's right. We're in the sixth week of that trial now. And an actress has been on the stand for several days talking about how she was allegedly victimized in this sort of subgroup within Nexium, the master-slave group. She testified yesterday that one of Raniere's alleged lieutenants, Allison Mack, made her sign contracts where she would sort of disavow any pain and suffering she endured as part of this group. And then later on yesterday, during cross-examination by one of Keith Raniere's attorneys, she was asked if Mr. Raniere was, quote-unquote, sweet to you. She sort of seemed awkward on the stand and hedged, but then under cross-examination by one of the prosecutors, she was asked again, do you think he was sweet? And her answer was a firm no. It looks like the prosecution is basically building toward calling Allison Mack, who was a co-defendant but pleaded guilty, and she sort of was the ringleader of this alleged subgroup in Nexium, who answered to Raniere. So I guess we'll look for the possibility of her testimony in the coming days and weeks.
Well, finally, Mike, Karen Johnson, Schenectady's first and so far only female mayor, died after a long illness, and the accolades are coming in.
The truth is, when almost anybody who is significant on the national stage or the local stage dies, the plaudits usually flow in, even if they had political enemies or other kind of enemies. But people really did seem to love Karen Johnson from both sides of the aisle. And she had, as you said, she'd been suffering from a chronic ailment for months and months and announced earlier this year she wouldn't run for another term as a part-time county legislator. And yesterday, after people spoke about her sort of groundbreaking time as a two-term mayor in the city, they talked about a lot of the work that she did for the arts and parks and other cultural institutions around Schenectady. She worked for Proctor's for years after she retired from everyday politics. And yeah, it's a second significant mayor in the city who's died this year. Frank Ducey, of course, died a couple of months back. He was 97 years old.
Mike Goodwin is the city editor of the Albany Times-Union. Mike, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Dave.